Death Carol and the Idaho Murders, that's coming up. Joe Campola, Terry Lesmuselli on the HA Trade Show. First, though, it's always good to have him. He is the presiding officer of the Suffolk County Legislature. You know him well. His name is Kevin McCaffrey. Nice enough to give us a couple here on a Tuesday. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jay. Thank you for having me on again today.
It was great having you. The asylum seekers have become topic number one as far as where we are at. It is becoming apparent that we are being overloaded in the state, in the city, and thus transferring individuals to other areas has become a point of contention for many, many an official, especially when we had on the supervisor Redhead last week, Kevin, Yvette Aguiar. And in essence, that's where we're at right now, and I know the talk of counsel has been in play here. Give me a sense. Go ahead.
Well, you know, this has been a complete failure of Democratic policies that has started with the Biden administration, continued on with the state, with the Hochul administration, and now Mayor Adams. All of a sudden, everybody says, you know, we have a problem. Well, we knew there was a problem a long time ago when they changed the rules that allowed the asylum seekers to come into our country while they seek asylum almost unfettered and unvetted. And that is the problem. And now they are trying to make their problem our problem. And we're standing up and saying, no, that the residents of Suffolk County, we have your back. We will not allow those policies, those failed policies, to become the policy of Suffolk County. We're going to do everything we can, and we're going to start by hiring special counsel. And that is someone that's going to come in and look at all the possibilities we have and what kind of litigation we can take, what kind of legislative action we can take to make sure that we push back to send a clear message to say that those failed policies on the federal, state, and city level should not be borne by the residents of Suffolk County.
I think they're calling it a rapid response press conference today at 9. Over at the Rogers building there on Vets Highway in Hoppock. And it's about, you know, telling representatives that our immigrant communities need investment, social services, resources. They need a voice and everything else. You know, this is a huge problem. You know, I talked about it this morning, Kevin. Title 42 ends. Title 8 is in play. Big deal. What does Title 8 give you, right? Title 8 gives you nothing but a court date 10 years down the road. What do you do with the individuals then? You're not going to put them in holding cells. You're going to let them into the United States. And then what? With a hope and a prayer that they'll come back for a court date? I mean, who are we getting here?
We aren't getting anybody. And we know that the people are coming here are not going to be here for a month or two. People are going to be living here. They are going to become wards of the state. And, you know, in the past, an immigration policy was that you needed to show that you were going to be a burden on the country that you're moving into or the community that you're moving into. You know, and I want to set the record straight because, you know, some like Newsday have come out and said that we're fanning the flames of anti-immigration. That's not the case. You know, we have 11 members of our caucus. Seven of us, our grandparents weren't born in this country. Three of us, their parents weren't born in this country, and one of them, Stephanie Bonteppi, her herself was not born in this country and is an immigrant. So we know full well the plight of the immigrants. We're sympathetic to it, but there's a process, and that process has not been followed. That has been short-circuited. To give the ability to people just come across, you make it across the Rio Grande, you're in our country, we'll give you housing, we'll give you food, we'll give you medical care, you'll have access to all of our services. But that's not what's supposed to be. It used to be you had to seek asylum, and then when you got it, you came across the border, or you were kept in somewhere to let happen. This has been a complete failure on every level of government that Democrats have had control of. Us and the Republican majority in Suffolk County are saying we are not going to allow that to happen in Suffolk County. We care about immigrants. We're compassionate. But we cannot have the burden of their care being placed on the residents of Suffolk County who already have so many burdens with high taxes, et cetera. Our school districts will be overrun. People will be coming in with special needs and the residents of the school districts will be required to pay for that. You're not going to get money from Mayor Adams and the federal government to make sure that every one of the services we need to provide, whether it be police, EMS, fire, et cetera, are going to be covered. That will not be the case. I guarantee you. So we are standing up to make sure that we highlight this issue and assure the people of Suffolk County that us in the Republican majority are going to do everything we can to make sure that those bail policies that were instituted by the Democrats on every level of government don't become a burden on the residents of Suffolk County. We are committed to that.
You're listening to Resigning Officer Kevin McCaffrey, and you're right. You're right. You know, I'm so sick when I hear of people saying, oh, it's inhumane. We have to be better. We are Americans. We are the United States of America. Stop! If we're so inhumane, why do we treat veterans the way they are in this country, for crying out loud? Why are we letting homeless vets get nowhere in life? Tell me. Somebody tell me. Is it?
I don't think.
Why is the Northport VA medical years? Somebody tell me, please. Somebody tell me.
Plenty of resources.
Show of hands. Anybody here? Show of hands. Could somebody tell me? I don't want to hear inhumane. You know what? We need strong leadership here. You know, I had on Bruce Blakeman last week, who had the you know what.
Yep.
To say what he did. And yet I hear from the Suffolk County executive who says it's inhumane. Stop! Care about our people here, for crying out loud. Food pantries. I'm being exhausted here. Veterans are out on the street. We can't even treat people the right way here. Can't even take care of our families here. I'm sick of it.
On and on, Jay. And I don't blame you for feeling that way. That's
I'm
the
sick of it.
County feel that way. Yep.
I'm tired of it, Kevin.
Yep.
Wake up, everybody. My goodness. Everybody deserves a chance, including our own people here, who fought for this country. Wake up, Steve Ballone. I don't want to hear it anymore. Pay attention. Pay attention to your IT systems, for crying out loud. That's a whole nother set of encyclopedias. Kevin is on.
So we're doing everything we can. We're going to make sure that this problem that was created, or started at the federal level by the Democrats and every Democratic level of government that has said that this is not a problem, well, it has become a $4.5 billion problem for New York City. That is $1 billion more than what our total operating budget is in Suffolk County. We can't afford to let it become our problem. So they're calling us names. We have a general meeting today in the legislature. In advance of that meeting, there's going to be the press conference from others who are going to tell us how we're inhumane and we're not compassionate to people's plight. We are. Everyone that sees these pictures of families with their worldly belongings, carrying their kids on their shoulder, walking for 3 months on dirt roads to get to a better life, okay, they are being misled to think that as long as you get to that border, we're going to take care of you, we're going to take care of all your needs, and you will have a better life. There's a process for that, and that process has been short-circuited, and we need to stand up and make sure that people raise the awareness about the gaps in the system and the impact that is going to have on the citizens that are here already. We need to take care of people, but this has become out of control. We need to do something about it, and we're taking those first steps to do it today.
Changed. But they don't want to change policy. It starts at the border. You close the border. I don't want to hear Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams begging for these expedited work permits so the seekers can get jobs, legal jobs. I mean, I get it. The sooner taxpayers are no longer paying for hotels, the better. Crying out loud. That's a whole other thing. if you're at the Roosevelt Hotel on 45th Street.
Yep.
A thousand rooms. Does that come with that room service, by the way, free breakfast, too? I mean, come on.
We've lost our
freaking mind. Honestly, we have. You know, this is the number one issue. I know the economy and crime and everything else. I've always said the border issue is number one right now. Why? Because we've got fentanyl in here. That's killing 100,000 people a year. 300 a day. Let's open up. We are America. Come on.
Yeah. Listen, so we don't know who or what is coming across this border. We do not. And we do know that we've been an increase in fentanyl deaths. This isn't just people seeking a better life. These are drug dealers, gang members that are coming across to bring wreak havoc here in Suffolk County and in this country. And we, for one, don't feel comfortable with the vetting process that's occurred and the burden that's going to cause on our services. That is why we're doing what we're doing. And as I said, we are a country of immigrants. All of us have come from immigrants. But we need to make sure that the process is followed and not this process that they've changed to make it seem like it's legal and that they're legal asylum seekers here. They will not have their cases heard for anywhere from 5 to 10 years. And that, in the meantime, those people are going to become part of our communities. They're going to be part of the population and a drain on the services. And we don't feel that that should be a burden that should be borne by the residents of Suffolk County. We didn't create this problem, and we don't think we should have to deal with it.
Sure, folks, either build the wall, catch and release, end that nonsense, stay in Mexico policies until, I mean, come on, common sense. We want people to come into this country the right way.
Yes, yes.
The right way. All for it. All for it. But not this way. Not to inundate our services. Yeah. Okay, with individuals that we don't even know anything about.
Correct.
We don't know. I saw a gut-wrenching interview this morning. A mother lost a 20-year-old because a gang member was let into this country. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Kevin, I'm sorry I got heated there. I apologize.
Well, you're expressing the frustration of many people.
I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated. And by the way, I'm frustrated on these, before I let you go, on the, I hope something good comes out of it, some answers, so we don't have to deal with this in the future with the cyber attack of September the 8th. I went over it on Friday, Kevin, I'll tell you. You talk about, apparently from what I see, you don't have to answer because you're on the panel. Apparently from what I see, a complete mismanagement. Complete mismanagement. As far as the administration.
I think, I can tell you some mistakes have been made. But you know, we have a good man, Anthony Piccirillo, my fellow legislator, and he's going to be leading that committee. And Anthony's a real bulldog. And if anybody's going to get to the bottom of it, it's going to be him. So we're working on it. And the makeup of our committee is
that Piccirillo guy.
Yeah, he's okay.
And I got confidence in McCaffrey. Kevin McCaffrey, ladies and gentlemen, Suffolk County presiding officer of the legislature, does a great job. They will get down to it. I'm telling you, they will. A lot of people ask me what's happening. That's it. Don't worry. It's coming. Don't worry about it.
It's coming.
Always good to have you. We'll talk to you next time, hopefully on some better issues, my friend.
Very good. I'll feel free. I'll keep you updated.
Please.
Love to come back again.